On the phone with us, we have Christopher from Dirty Dancing, or I guess you would refer to him as Johnny Castle.
Hello.
Jess has been flustered about this all morning long. Dirty Dancing will be at the Centennial Concert Hall. Really excited for this. I got a phone call from my mom the other day, and she's like, Brody, I need tickets to this show, like, ASAP. Like, right now. And I know there are a lot of people who grew up with that movie who are so excited to see it come to the theater here.
It's my favorite movie of all time. I've probably seen it, like, probably 30 times just in the last 12 months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I know. And also, like, it's always on TV, too. So whenever it's on TV, if it's on cable, I've done the show hundreds of times, and I will still, like, get sucked into the television watching it. So,
how close is the show to the movie?
Extremely close. Like, yeah. Literally everything that you loved about the film, like literally everything that you loved about the film, is on stage with us.
So, Baby will be carrying watermelons.
Uh huh. Billy and Baby carry watermelons. Well, not they. You know, they're very, very lifelike prop. They are watermelons.
How do you get in the water? Like, how do you have a lake in the theater? See,
now, that is a really fun little aspect of the show. So we kind of, like, recreated it with our scrim and a lot of tongue-in-cheek. But I like to think that we really knock it out of the park.
Because we all know the best place to practice lifts is in the water.
Is in the water, duh, of course.
I do that all the time when I go in the water. It gets really awkward when I'm swimming by myself, though.
Hey, now that you've been Johnny Castle, I have a question about your life. You've been Johnny Castle for a while, so people know that you can do the lift. How many people have you had to lift just to show that you can do it?
You know,
and would you like to lift me?
All my family members, they've all wanted to be lifted. But if I'm out at a bar, I have a strict rule. There is never no doing the lift at a bar. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like, it just always ends in turmoil and strife. So,
okay, but what about, like, in a radio station instead of a bar? You're going to be in town. You know where I work.
Well, see, the thing is, you have to come see the show in order to get the lift. So it's like, once you get the lift, you know, you don't want to come see the show. It's like, all right, I got it all. Johnny lifted me.
Well, I just want to know that you can lift me before I say I want to go to the show, right? Just so I know what I'm getting
into. How much
into.
Can you lift? We don't want to ask that, I don't think.
How far away is the radio station?
We're actually right by the Centennial Concert Hall, so you can really run over here. But we're just now.
I'll hop on over during intermission.
You know, Christopher, now there's going to be like a bunch of texts and phone calls coming in during this interview. People going like.
My cell phone. Yeah,
yeah, I was going to be wondering, hey, when is Christopher going to the Palomino? Like, maybe we can find him at the bar that night and see if we can get him to lift us.
Caller number 10 right now can get lifted by Christopher.
Yeah, right. It could be absolutely a radio contest.
But it's not an actual contest, so please stop calling.
Caller number 10 right now.
No, it's not an actual contest. It's not happening. Johnny Castle is going to stay with us on the phone. He'll be back with more. Brody and Jess, and from Dirty Dancing that opens up next week at the Centennial Concert Hall, Christopher Tierney, who plays the role of Johnny Castle, with us on the phone right now. Are you just going to do all Patrick Swayze roles from now on?
It was funny. I might be just be this role. I don't know if I'd feel the same way about Roadhouse. I'm lying because I really want to do Roadhouse.
Wouldn't that be great? We were talking about Roadhouse the musical. Like, seriously.
That's the one I'd really love.
But how is your Patrick Swayze mullet, though?
You know, my hair is. Luckily, I didn't keep the exact Patrick Swayze hair.
Oh, so it's not as accurate as yours. You said it was. You said everything you loved in the movie is going to be on the stage, except for the Patrick Swayze mullet.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're right. So I cut my hair a month or so ago. So, but we got rid of the mullet. So there we are.
I guess I'll forgive you for that one if you lift me.
Thank you. As long as the rest, I swear the rest is there.
So when you're done with this one, when does Ghost the musical come out?
That already happened. That's too romantic for me.
So when you're playing an iconic role like Patrick Swayze, do you get a lot of people walking up to you and commenting on your likeness?
The people that have come to see the show and then see me after, they don't really discuss Patrick with me. They're really happy with the job I did, and believe me, Patrick is there no matter what. Like, he's in the building at all times, you know, because this part doesn't exist without Patrick, but I like to believe that you can make it your own, what is it called? Homage without imitation.
In my mind, you are Patrick Swayze, and you're going to come lift me, and then we're going to go make pottery. Sound good?
Sounds wonderful.
So when do you get into town?
Stop it, Jess. Stop it, Jess. Are you on Tinder?
Quite right.
Well, I'm just on Ticketmaster now, and it looks like there are still tickets available. So if anybody wants to see Dirty Dancing on tour at the Centennial Concert Hall, you can go to Ticketmaster.ca and grab them there.
And Christopher, I apologize on behalf of Jess and behalf of my mom for if either of those two come up to you and harass you after the show.
No apology necessary.
And I have your cell phone number, so if I call you and be like, man, Christopher, why did you lift my mom? I might have
She's
to call you on that.
For days.
Thanks so much for doing this, man. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.